4. Up, up and away. I take a deep breath. I reach out to put my hands around the braid. Rapunzel's hair feels silky, like Mom's hair after she blow-dries it straight. Behind us, Prince barks again. "Sit, Prince, sit," I say. "Wait for us right here." He keeps barking and begins chasing his tail. "What are we going to do with him?" I ask. "We can't just leave him here. What if he runs away?" "I'll carry him," Jonah says. "Don't worry, I'm super good at it. I bet I can do this with one hand." Should I be nervous that my 7-year-old brother is planning to climb a tower with one hand? Probably. Do I have a choice? No. I hold on securely to the braid and then try to step up the wall. The braid sways and I trip. I don't think this is going to work, I tell Jonah. "Can you put your feet into the spaces of the braid like a ladder?" Jonah suggests. I try. The spaces are too small. The tips of my feet don't fit. I land back down on the ground. Arr! I came all the way here, and I won't even be able to climb Rapunzel's braid. This is the worst day ever. I should have stayed in bed. "I have another idea," Jonah says. "Does this idea involve an escalator?" "Try climbing it like you would a rope in gym class." "Oh, I've done that. I haven't done it well, but I've done it." I grab the braid again. "Hold on to the rope, I mean hair, with your hands," Jonah instructs patiently, "and also squeeze it between your feet." I do as I'm told. The tower is about 4 stories high. This is going to take a while. "Good. Now grab a little higher on the rope with your hands." I grab higher. Just a little higher, but still higher. "Now lift up your legs a little higher." I do it. "There you go," Jonah shouts. "You're climbing." "I am. Awesome." "You can also wrap the rope around the bottom of your foot," Jonah advises. "That's harder, though. It's advanced. I saw a 7th grader doing it. I'm going to try it." More advanced? Is he kidding me? The hair is so smooth, it's slippery. My heart pounds as I grip the braid extra hard so I won't fall. I have to squeeze it. My knuckles are turning white. I carefully pull myself up, inch by inch. My arms hurt, but I keep going. Higher and higher and higher. It's a tiny bit scary, but also sort of fun. I'm doing it! I'm doing it! The wind is whistling in my ears. Whee! I'm climbing Rapunzel's hair. When I finally reach the top, I pull myself onto the ledge of the glassless window. A teenage girl wearing a loose blue dress is sitting in a wooden chair with her back to me. Her beautiful, dark brown hair is pulled back in a braid that trails all the way down her back, over the chair, and out the window. I stay seated on the ledge and clear my throat. "Excuse me? Rapunzel? Your name is Rapunzel, right?" The girl spins around and leaps out of her chair. Her mouth drops open in shock. "You're not Frau Gothel," she cries. She hugs her braid to her chest. She looks completely terrified, as if she just saw a ghost. "I'm sorry for scaring you," I say. "I'm Abby." "Don't come any closer." Her left arm shoots out as though she's trying to protect herself, or maybe she's trying to protect her hair. "I'm harmless," I tell her. "Don't be afraid. I'm only 10. And I heard you singing," I add quickly, "and you were really good. I wanted to say hello." She blushes. "You did? That's so embarrassing. I never would have sung if I knew someone was listening." "Well, you have a great voice," I tell her, "and I loved your song." She blushes more deeply. "My songs are silly, a way to pass the time." "I didn't think your song was silly. I thought it was fun." "I love your hair, too," I say. "I can't believe how strong it is." Her shoulders relax. Brow Gothel gets me all kinds of fancy shampoos and conditioners and oil treatments to use. I take good care of it. She pats her braid lovingly. Then she bites her lower lip. She would not be happy that you are here. I'm not supposed to have visitors. We really wanted to meet you, I say. She glances around anxiously and coils her braid around her arm so that it no longer hangs out the window. We? Who's we? Is there someone else here? My brother is still on the ground, I explain. He's only 7. Oh, and Prince. Not the real Prince. Our dog, Prince. He's only a puppy. He's well-trained, though. Kind of. I cough. Can they come up, too? I don't know, she says, blinking repeatedly. I'm really not supposed to let anyone besides Frau up. We'll be fast, I promise. In and out. We just want to say hi, and then we'll go. It'll be like we were never here. Rapunzel hesitates. Well, all right. It is nice to talk to someone besides Frau Gothel. She carefully uncoils her braid from her arm and gently slips it back out the window. I stick my head outside. Come on up, Jonah! I holler. Immediately, my brother jumps up onto the braid, holding Prince under one arm. Unlike me, he seems to be trying the advanced method. I hop off the ledge into the room, and Rapunzel sits back down in her chair. I take a closer look at her. She is really pretty. She has creamy dark skin, big brown eyes, and the longest eyelashes I've ever seen, which isn't that surprising considering how long her hair is. Then I take a look around. So this is the infamous tower. Wow. It's bigger than I expected, about 20 feet wide and painted white. There's a green carpet on the floor, plus a cot, dresser, desk, and full-length mirror. A bookcase stands in one corner, and in the other is a small bathtub with little claw feet. I've always wanted a tub like that. So cute. Beside the tub is a shelf lined with combs, brushes, and multiple small glass bottles filled with different colored liquids. Light blue, creamy white, pale pink. Those must be the fancy shampoos and conditioners Rapunzel mentioned. I can't believe she lives in here. I'm 99% sure I would go bonkers. I notice that all around the room are also homemade instruments. A drum made out of a tin can. 5 glasses of water set out like a xylophone. A shaker made out of an empty shampoo bottle. I guess that's how she keeps busy, singing, reading, and making music. Rapunzel grimaces, and I realize Jonah is still climbing up her braid. Are you okay? I ask. Does it always hurt?
A little, she admits. It tugs on my scalp, but, ouch, this time it's hurting more than usual. Don't worry, I'm okay.
Maybe Jonah's advanced technique isn't the best idea. A few seconds later, Jonah's and Prince's heads pop into view. That was fun! Jonah cries. He jumps over the ledge.
It's a puppy! Rapunzel exclaims, bending toward Prince. Hello, puppy, hello!
Prince yips and tries to paw Rapunzel's braid. Rapunzel giggles, but Jonah and Prince meet Rapunzel. I'm Abby, by the way. Did I already say that?
Hello, Rapunzel says and continues coiling her hair around her arm. It is really nice to have visitors. I wish you could stay longer, but Frau...
She freezes. Her eyes widen. She studies her braid, flips it, and runs her fingers over it.
Oh, no. Something happened to my hair.
What do you mean? I ask. She runs her fingers over the strands.
It's all messed up.
I take a step closer and look. It does seem to be kind of frizzy. No, more than frizzy. It's a mess. Locks are broken and ripped. It looks like a wolf attacked it with its teeth. Is it possible the wolf from Little Red Riding Hood escaped from his story and climbed into this one? No way. Was it Prince? No, he's not the best listener, but he couldn't have done that. It has to be something else. What happened? I ask in shock. Did I do that when I was climbing? It looks like someone hacked it with an axe. It looks like someone... My voice trails off. Oh, no. He didn't. He wouldn't. I turn to my brother, who has been suspiciously silent. I look down at his shoes. He did. My brother climbed Rapunzel's hair wearing his soccer cleats.